Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto, bringing you today's market snapshot for November 5, 2025. Bitcoin has fallen below $100,000 for the first time since June, dipping as low as $99,075. This marks a drop of over 20% from its record high of more than $126,000 in early October. The intraday move saw Bitcoin drop 7.4% before a slight rebound, closing the week with a loss of around 12%. Ethereum also retreated, falling to a four-month low near $3,000. Liquidations across the crypto market have surpassed $2 billion within the last 24 hours, mainly impacting Bitcoin and Ethereum. A significant factor in Bitcoin's decline has been whale activity, with long-term holders unloading roughly 400,000 BTC, valued at about $45 billion. This sizable sell-off has heightened market volatility and contributed to a shift towards risk aversion among traders. Notably, institutional moves include Sequence Communications selling 970 BTC to reduce convertible debt, decreasing its holdings by half. Its stock took a 16.6% hit after the announcement. Meanwhile, BlackRock launched its iShares Bitcoin ETF in Australia, signaling growing institutional interest and increased competition in the ETF space. On the business front, Marathon Digital Holdings posted a record $252 million in quarterly revenue for Q3, a 92% increase year-over-year, showing strong operational performance despite market headwinds. Meanwhile, NIP Group is expanding Bitcoin mining efforts, aiming to increase monthly production to 160 BTC, up from 60 BTC. Which translates to mining approximately $16 million worth of Bitcoin monthly. Market sentiment remains cautious with signs of fragility. Liquidations above $1.3 billion underscore elevated volatility and potential downside risks. Concerns about regulatory and macroeconomic uncertainties persist, amplified by the current U.S. government shutdown, which adds pressure to an already fragile environment. In the meme coin space, Dogecoin-related token Doge 1 surged by about 300%, highlighting momentum in speculative assets. Looking beyond price action, security and network updates include Barrachain's emergency hard fork in response to a major DeFi exploit that led to over $128 million stolen from Balancer's stablepools. The hard fork aims to trap the attacker's funds and restore integrity. DeFi exposure is under scrutiny as over $285 million in interconnected stablecoin and lending risks were traced to Stream Finance following its $93 million loss. From a macro perspective, Binance's CEO denied involvement in a $2 billion stablecoin investment linked by some to Donald Trump. Meanwhile, Norway's $2.1 trillion oil fund has temporarily lifted ethics rules to maintain its stakes in major tech companies. Ripple's RLUSD stablecoin has reached a $1 billion market capitalization, entering the top 10 US dollar-pegged stablecoins, underscoring growing demand in this market segment. Goldman Sachs CEO David Solomon has forecast a potential 10-20% drawdown in global equity markets over the next 1 to 2 years, reflecting ongoing concerns about volatility and investor sentiment. Key technical levels to watch include Bitcoin's near-term support at $98,000 amid intensified selling pressure, mainly from whales. Follow the impact of macro factors such as U.S. government developments and continued institutional activity. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.